This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 2 and Tuesday. Posted February 19, 2008. Isaiah 42:14-21. Blind and deaf servants. Paraphrase. The Lord has been patient and restrained with Israel for a long time, but now he will cry out like a woman in childbirth. The Lord will dry up rivers and pools and plants. The Lord will lead the blind in a way and paths they haven't known. The Lord will turn their darkness into light and make rough paths smooth. The Lord will not forsake them. Those who trust in idols will be defeated and put to shame. Listen, you who are deaf, look, you who are blind. Who is more blind and deaf than Israel? The Lord's servant, the messenger whom the Lord has sent. He sees but does not observe, his ears hear but he does not listen. The Lord has exalted his law, God's word, and made it glorious for his righteousness' sake. Commentary: God's word is eternally true and is fulfilled over and over as the conditions for its fulfillment are met. It applied to Israel in the time of Isaiah, and it applies to the church and nation, particularly, of America, today. The Lord has been patient with his people, but the time is coming soon when the Lord will cry out in judgment. It is the Lord who blesses the land with fertility and prosperity, and the Lord, also, who takes them away and replaces them with drought and barrenness. The Lord will lead his blind people in the new and right direction which they hadn't found on their own. He will turn the darkness ahead into light. He will smooth the path, and he will not abandon them. But those who follow and trust in idols will be turned back and suffer eternal shame. The Lord calls to his blind and deaf people to see and listen to the Lord. The Lord's people have been chosen and dedicated to be the servants and messengers of the Lord, but they are more blind than the nations to whom God sends them. God's people see and hear but without comprehension and application. God has made his word exalted and glorious for his righteousness' sake. Are we willing to acknowledge our spiritual blindness and deafness? Are we using our eyes and ears to know and obey God's word? Are we committed to serving the Lord, or are we serving other gods of wealth, power, pleasure, success, home, family, and self? Are we disciples and apostles of Jesus Christ, or are we merely church members? The Lord can heal our spiritual blindness and deafness. He can show us a new and better way to live. He can lead us through the darkness and give us light. He can smooth the path and keep us from stumbling. He will never forsake us. But we must be willing to be his servants and messengers. We will all either serve the true Lord God or we will serve false gods. There is a day of judgment coming when everyone who has ever lived on the earth will be accountable to the Lord for what they have done in this lifetime. Those who serve anything or person other than the Lord will be turned back from God's eternal paradise in heaven, and will suffer eternal punishment and shame in hell. Matthew 25:31-46, to Thessalonians 1:5-10. God has given us his word in the Bible and in Jesus Christ, the living word. The fulfillment, embodiment, and example of God's word lived in this world in human flesh, John 1:1-3:14. God has exalted and glorified Jesus because God is right and good in every way. Jesus is God's one and only designated eternal Savior and King. There is salvation in no one else, Acts 4:12. Jesus is the only way, eternal truth, and eternal life, John 14:6. See God's plan of salvation. Sidebar, top right. Jesus is the light of righteousness, of divine truth, and eternal life, John 1:4-5, 9, 3:19-21, 8:12, whom God has given us to lead us through the spiritual darkness of this world. Jesus opens our minds to understand God's word, Luke 24:45, through the gift of the Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.